in Luke chapter 2. What is the greatest thing that you've ever held in your hands? You know, if you were to think about it, what's the greatest thing in all your life? Maybe some of us, it might be a degree certificate. Maybe a first degree. Not me, but maybe others, a first degree. More like a third degree. A birth certificate, perhaps, of a child that was born. Maybe a marriage certificate, symbolizing the marriage relationship. Maybe it was a medal, having won for a race or having done something perhaps in the Olympics or something like that. Or maybe a piece of jewelry that someone gave to you. Or perhaps it was a loved one's hand. What is the most precious thing that you've ever held in your arms in your whole life? Well, 2,000 years ago or thereabouts, there was a man who held something in his hands, in his arms, which was more precious than all the gold in all the world. He knew, like us all, as little as he would like to really admit it, that he was getting older, and that one day, as much as he didn't like to think about it, that he was going to die. He knew that, and he couldn't deny it. But he had received some time before a wonderful promise that before that time he would meet and would see for himself not just the Savior of all the world, but his Savior as well. The one who would be able to keep him safe even in death. For many years he had waited. From the dawn of human history, when our first parents turned away from the Son of God and plunged themselves and all their race down into decay, despair, and darkness, the whole world into a long winter, it had been promised that he would come and join us to cast his lot in with ours, to help us by saving us from death and darkness and despair and lifting us up to make us his own brothers and sisters, sons and daughters of his own almighty Father. For centuries and millennia, the Hebrew prophets had predicted the date and the circumstances and the location of this birth. And people in civilizations all across the world, from China to Babylon to Greece to Persia, looked forward to the coming of a great one who would change history. Now, there's a very old story. Now, this isn't a story from the Bible, so I'm not saying that this is something necessary to believe, but I'll tell us the story anyway, just for interest's sake. It's a story that has been widely sort of held to be possibly be true in the Eastern Church, not so much in the Western Church, but the Eastern Church. We're probably aware that the Old Testament was written in Hebrew originally, and it was translated into Greek by 70 people in the 3rd century BC. So it was called the Septuagint because it was translated by 70 men. Now, it was said that one of those men who was responsible for translating a part of the prophet Isaiah came to that wonderful prophecy in Isaiah 7:14, "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son." And when he came to translate that part, he thought, that couldn't be possible. Couldn't be possible that that should happen. Nobody could come into the world through a door that says no entry in that way. And then an angel appeared to him and said, "You will actually see him for yourself." It is possible, and it is actually going to happen. Now, they said that that man's name was Simeon, and that he had been alive for 300 years before this event in the gospel. It's like an old story, very old story. Who knows for sure? I'm a romantic. I love to think that it could just be possible that the Lord may have kept him alive for a very, very long time. But he was certainly 80 or 90 or maybe even older and had been waiting for the Savior to come, to hold him for himself. Finally, This is how it happened. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel. Finally, at long last, Simeon got to hold this little baby in his arms for himself. He knew now that he could face his own death without fear, because this little baby in his arms was going to keep him safe, even in death. He knew that salvation isn't some kind of transaction, legal out there, but salvation is a person, this person that he was holding, Jesus himself, who saves and will keep safe forever anyone who will come to him. Isn't it an amazing thought that that little baby had a never-ending past and had a never-ending future stretching out ahead of him, and that he would share that future with Simeon? That baby that Simeon held in his arms was none other than the eternal Son of the Father, the one that had made the universe in the very beginning, that sustained the stars, that held everything together. Holding him, being with him, meant that you would be safe forever and ever. There's a very old hymn written by a 19th century American writer called Francis J. Crosby that some of us may know, called Safe in the Arms of Jesus. Almost 100 years ago, 5 Russians were in a prison cell during the time of the Soviet regime. One paced up and down, saying over and over again, safe in the arms of Jesus, safe in the arms of Jesus, safe in the arms of Jesus. The others asked him what he meant. He didn't know what he meant by that. And he himself had to confess that he didn't know. All he could remember was that his mother had died when he was a very small boy, but his earliest memories were of his mother singing those words over and over again, and other words that went after it. And what had always remained fixed in his memory from being a small boy was that there is a place to be safe in this world, and that that place is in the arms of Jesus. Then one of the other men sort of started to remember things, and he said, I once saw a picture of a man with his arms stretched out upon a cross. Could that be the same man? Could that also be Jesus? Could it be that the one who once died on the cross is also the one in whose arms you would be safe? A third man sort of chimed in and said, even now, even the darkness of communism, even now, the first day of the week in Russia is still called Resurrection Day. Could it be that the one whose arms were once stretched out upon the cross is also the one who is raised from the dead and in whose arms you could be safe forever? And with those small fragments of truth, those 5 men put together the most important reality in all the world and found safety themselves that day in the arms of Jesus, and days later went to their own deaths without any fear. Simeon had looked forward to that day for many, many years. That was to be the best day of his life. Anyone who has ever taken that baby into their own arms, received him, will know that from that point onwards, nothing bad, nothing harmful can ever really happen to them again, because he is so powerful and good that he is even able to bring good out of bad that might come to those who follow him. That same Jesus that Simeon held so long ago is alive and is here tonight with us right now, wanting to keep you safe in his arms, both this evening and forever. Will you allow him to come near, not to keep him at a distance, but to allow him to come close, to take him in your arms, to allow him to come in to your heart, to fill you with his life, his joy, his peace? To all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. And thus Bethlehem, where the child is born, can be for us a door by which we may enter into the presence of the eternal God. Let me just lead us in a final prayer. A few moments in quiet to reflect and to think. Have we ever, like Simeon, really taken the Savior of the world as our own Savior? Are we safe in his arms this evening? Lord Jesus Christ, our great God and Master, we thank you on this special night that in overwhelming love and kindness you should have come down into this world to take away our sins, to lift us up, and to bring us into your family forever. How we pray that whether for the first time or for the thousandth time, we would receive you. We would hold you in our arms and would know that we are safe in your arms and that you will never let us go. And we ask it in your wonderful name. Amen. Amen.